Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Jesus be the center, because it's all about you. Praise the Lord. Ask the Lord to be the center of your life, because it's all about him. It is all about fulfilling the purposes of God. Come on, tell somebody, Jesus is the center of my life. Come on, let's get into a place of worshiping, connecting with God, and tell him, I need you to be the center. I messed up. When you let him be the center, there's a whole lot of things that just does not matter. Glory to God. I want to thank everyone that have joined in with us today. We bring you greetings and blessings and love from Kingdom Builders International, where Elder QT Docs and myself, we are the pastors here. Elder is on the line with us, and I just want to thank God for another beautiful day to open up my mouth to serve the people of God. Amen. Glory to God, somebody. We have something to praise God about. You have something to be excited about. Look around and look what you see. God is going to restore every single thing that the enemy has stolen if you hold on to his word. We're going to be talking today, glory to God, we're going to be talking about total recovery. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How to walk in your recovery. Everything the devil stole, everything that he made you feel that you lost, God said there's nothing lost in the universe. God said, I'm going to give it back. Amen. 100-fold. Let the blessings of the Lord be upon you richly. Allow God to use you by what you think. The Bible says, so as a man thinketh, so is he. So what are you thinking? You're going to live. You're going to live. You're going to live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. God is doing some things, everybody. I want you to know that he's doing some things. He wants you to praise him in the midst of the pain. He wants you to praise him when you feel like you can't make it. He wants you to praise him when you feel like the enemy is overtaking you. God said, just give me a praise and I'll show up, and not only show up, hallelujah, I will show out. We're talking about total recovery today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Get your Bibles out, because truly, as we flip through the scriptures, there is a spiritual blessing in opening up your Bible. And you telling this servant notice on the devil when you do that. You saying, I believe the word of God. And even though I have been pressed down, not forsaken, I still believe. Even in this COVID environment, I will not fear. Even in this place of depravity, I will not be depressed. Amen. I'm pressing toward the mark of the high calling. Amen. There's a mark to press to. There's a place to go where the enemy cannot find you. I'm telling you, there's a safe haven for each and every one of us if we dare. Come on. Put a pen on this part. If we dare to believe. Amen. If we dare to believe. Do you believe that God is going to bring you out of this? Do you believe that you're going to win? If you don't quit, you're going to win. Amen. Because at the end of the story, glory to God, there is an amen. At the end, there's an amen. Amen. I just want you to connect your thoughts, gather your thoughts together. And Father, we just ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will call your people minds unto you, God. Each and every one of us, at the sound of my voice, that we will forget about what happened yesterday and even today. God, that we will make you the center of our lives. That we will make you the center of our circumstances. That we will make you the center of moving forward. I call for your fire right now in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to burn off everything that's not like you. I thank you, Father, because you said when we ask, it shall be given. You said when we seek, we'll find. Glory to God. You said when we knock, the door will be open. So, God, we're asking, we're seeking, and we're knocking. And right now we say thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, just tell him hallelujah. Tell the Lord Hallelujah. I believe you. Tell him, I believe that you did not begin a good work in me that you're not going to finish. Because the Bible says that you're going to finish what you started. You're the author and you are the finisher of my faith. Amen, amen. Well, again, I want to welcome you to this beautiful, awesome day that God has given us. Just another day that the Lord has made. And it is not by accident that you're here on the line. It's not by accident that God want to push you into purpose. It's not by accident that God want to activate that gift and that calling that he have on your life. Well, I know you have your Bibles out, and I know that you're ready. I'm going to ask, I'm going to open the lines, and the elder will be reading for us today, but I want you to meditate on the word of God so that it can be engrafted in your spirit. Amen. Because it's the word of God that keeps us. It's the word of God that water us, that give us, I say, hydration. Amen. We're not dehydrated. We're hydrated and we're full and we're on fire for God. And I want to thank you that you can see that at the end of the road, you win. Stop talking about what has happened to you. Stop talking about what has happened against you. God wants you to begin to talk about total recovery. God's going to give you all the good. Amen, 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 amen. We're going to ask you if you'd be so kind to turn your Bible. Let's start with Daniel's. Hallelujah. We're going to Daniel's today. Daniel's chapter 4, verses 34 through 37. There's nothing like opening up your Bibles. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you have a Bible to open. And if you don't have one, go get you a Bible. Connect yourself to your Bible. Because anytime you feel like you're wore out and you're lost, get your Bible and begin to read what the Lord has said about this creation that he's made. He said, I made man and he made him good. And you're part of that good. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, glory to God. I'm going to ask Elder if he would be so kind to read Daniel chapter 4. Hallelujah. I believe his line is open. I'm going to ask you, are you ready, Elder?
Yes, I am. Amen. What a glorious day, as you stated. I'm reading Daniel's coming from the the NIV version, and starting with verse 34, it states, at end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honor and glorify him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases. With the power of heaven and the people of earth, no one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done? At the same time that my sanity was restored, my honor and splendor were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. My advisors and nobles sought me out, and I was restored to my throne and became even greater than before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heaven, because everything he does is right and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble. Amen. Let's adhere to the blessing of the word.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. God is trying to do some things that's going to cause us to win. And there's some things that he wants to destroy so that we may win. And he wants to destroy them in us so that we can walk in God's best. Amen. Amen. You know, our God is a God of restoration. You know, he's interested in restoring his people. And he is not happy when you or I are not where we should be in this life. When you are lower in the statute that heaven has literally ordained for you. And that's where restoration comes. You know, sometimes we make choices and we make decisions that put us in a place where we're not accomplishing what we need to accomplish in life. However, God said, I will not leave you or will not forsake you. And in other words, I'll let you off the hook. I won't judge you and I won't cause you to fail because of different choices we made. God said, I won't leave you. I'll stick by you. Amen. So perhaps you're one of those who need to be recovered from a broken heart, a failed marriage, financial disaster, or maybe just a family headache. You know, sometimes you could just have a family headache. Amen. Or emotional meltdown. Maybe a full-blown spiritual collapse. What I want you to hear is the fact that there is hope. Why is there hope? How is there hope? There is nothing. I want you to hear me loud and clear. There is nothing too hard for God. He is working miracles every single moment. Moment and miracles. Amen. Miracles and moments all go together. God can think on one thing and everything is corrected. Amen. So I want you to say, yes, Lord. I want you to press and push and get that out. Yes, Lord. That's a form of surrendering. Amen. Yes, Lord. Do you know when you have hope and when your life has been broken? Have you ever asked yourself the question, why? Why me? I know you have because we all have. Why me, Lord? Why can't I get this done? Why don't I have peace over here? Why don't I? Why? We have been created in God's image and in his own, in his likeness. He created male and female. Our old life can prevent us from walking into our new life. It's only when you let go of your old life and the new life has begun. Amen. So Elder was reading about King Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. And what was happening in Daniel 4, he was, had lost his kingship. Amen. He had lost his authority. He had, like a tree, he had been chopped down. Amen. He wasn't ruling. In Daniel 4, in chapter 4, verse 20 and 22, it talks about the great tree that represented King Nebuchadnezzar himself. And he was figuratively chopped down. You ever feel like you've been chopped down? You ever feel like you done lost the grip? You done lost authority? You done lost leadership? You done lost your place? You done lost who you are? You done lost your health? You done lost your finance? You're losing. Well, this is what was happening here. And when he temporarily lost himself, hear the word, temporarily, lost his kingship, he lost his sanity. Listen, you didn't know the King Nebuchadnezzar lost his mind. Sometimes we're so attached to things. We're so attached to people. We're so attached to finance. We're so attached to things that are tangible that will one day be destroyed. Amen? And when we don't have that car to drive, and when we don't have that house to live in, we might lose our sanity. Well, that's what happened in the story. He lost his sanity and his kingship. Amen. Something about that number seven, because it was for seven whole years. You know how the singer said, seven whole days or seven whole nights, not a word from you. I can imagine that the king was, it was 7 years, not 7 days. I think that was Tony Braxton telling that story. But the king had to go through the fact. Have you ever felt like you was losing your mind? I mean, you know it can happen. Amen. You know you could lose your mind. You know that so much pressure can be on you that you start gradually losing your mind. Well, that's what happened. He started losing his mind, and he lost his kingship. Because when you lose your mind, guess what? Nobody want to follow you. When you lose your sanity, nobody want to listen to that, because people begin to recognize this is not right. When God restored his sanity, guess what happened? Nebuchadnezzar, he gained his throne and he acknowledged God's rulership. It was all about pride. Amen. God was getting the pride. The Bible says God hates pride. Did you know that? The Bible says God hates pride. Pride. But Nebuchadnezzar didn't, even though he went through to get to. But when God restored him, he had total restoration. He was totally restored. He was totally restored. And the whole purpose of the reason he lost everything, it was because of his pride. And I could imagine maybe some of that had to do with a little bit of unforgiveness and just angry. You know, some people you talk to, angry. We're just angry. All we see is the problems. And it can be a beautiful blue sky with no clouds in it. And instead of saying, oh, the sky looks beautiful, the person might say, oh, that's not going to last long. It's going to be night. So listen, I'm trying to talk to somebody about transformation. God wants us to be transformed, but we can't be transformed until we learn how to renew our mind. Because renewing your mind not only affects what you think, because what you think affects your body. Amen. It becomes stress. So if I'm thinking on something that's bringing me anxiety and fear and causing me not to have a drive to win, my body starts shutting down. Your body will shut down. Anyone's body will shut down. That's why the Bible says, think on these things that's honest and good and of a good report. See, God has this thing all structured. And all we really have to do is be ye transformed. Anytime the enemy puts those thoughts in our minds and make us feel like we're lost and try to cause us to be discouraged, we have to fight the good fight of faith. And what do I need to believe in? I need to hold fast to the old landmark. What's the old landmark? The foundation, how I was trained. And even if you wasn't trained in the word, even if you didn't study the word, it's for such a time as this. Grab hold to the solid rock. See, he's a solid foundation. He let us go through things so that we can grow. And the king, it took 7 years. How long is it going to take to understand that I need to trust God? So perhaps you're one of those who need to recover. You know, I know I am. I am recovering daily because every single day you pick up something and you just wipe it off. You got to keep moving to hold on to it. Every single morning when you rise up, you've been asleep. And guess what? When you're sleeping, the enemy is busy. So he try to work on you because you are in a state of sovereignty. You sleep. So the enemy try to work through the night when you're asleep. So when you wake up in the morning, come on, you need to pray. You need to decree some things and declare some things. But do you know that when you pray, you call forth those angels? And guess what? Jesus, and this is a fact, he specializes in recovery. You know how you go to a specialty, you say, I got to go to the specialist, the podiatrist or the chiropractor or the cardiologist. I got to go to a specialist. Jesus, he's a specialist. And he specializes in recovery. I'm not just talking. I'm trying to assist my daddy in helping to save his people. Amen. We're his people. And we are to encourage one another. As we encourage one another, our faith is built up. And when our faith is built up, then we can be prepared as soldiers to help others. We don't have to worry about, oh me, oh my. Guess what? Because God got you. Amen. I'm going to ask Elder, and I believe I gave you the scripture in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. And as he prepared to read it, it's when someone, when you become a Christian, you become a new person, and you're not the same anymore. And you know, they say, oh, and in your old life, it's gone. It's a new beginning. Now, that's not only recovery. That's transformation. So we're being transformed when we accept the truth of God. Amen. We're not seeking vain glory. We're not seeking things are going to fade away. Amen. I'm just going to ask Elder if he'd be so kind to read that for me, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17.
Yes, amen. NIV version, it states, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. That's in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Amen.
Now, do you, thank you, Elder. Do you believe me? Look at, embrace your new. And the only way that you can truly embrace your new, you can't keep doing the same thing every day that you have been doing. So you begin to look for new ideals, new new projects, new, you know, get out of that place of, oh me, oh my. Because oh me, oh my actually is all about Jesus being the center of your life. When he's the center of your life, there's a lot of things that you don't even desire. I'm not saying don't live your life. Of course you should, because it's the life that God gave us. But he wants us to enjoy the life in him. Amen. Okay, so maybe someone asked in the question, what do you mean by the word recover or discover? Listen, when you talk about discover, it could mean any of the following. I'm going to give you a few ideas of how to discover to recover. I want you to get it. I hear you saying recover, but I need to know how to discover how to recover. See, to find out about something is to find out information that was not previously known. So we have to have a teachable spirit in order to accept revelation or to accept something new. Sometimes we think we have arrived and can't nobody tell us nothing. But to discover how to recover, we have to seek information that we didn't previously know. So in other words, to discover is to just get hold of necessary information about what will help us to be restored. How do I get out of this? How do I fix this? What do I need to do? You know, the tree been chopped down. The king, Nebuchadnezzar, was literally the king, but his kingship had been taken away. Can you imagine that you got everything you need, like Job, and all of a sudden, it's all gone? So now that these things are gone, we're walking in this spirit as though we're nothing. Amen. So everything that we had made us feel like we were something, but now we don't have it. We feel like we're nothing. We're living in a pseudos type of attitude. And so that means that a falsehood. Sometimes things don't, sometimes we think things make us. You know, I listen to people talk. Whole conversation is about things. Sometimes we love things so much that we forget to love ourselves. We forget to love what matters the most because we're busy chasing things. We're still talking about discovering how to recover. Secondly, be the first to find out new revelation. Seek for knowledge to understand your situation. Amen. Seek to understand what can change my situation. See, when you have new knowledge, I hear the Lord saying, you're working your way back to him. Because the eyes of your understanding began to get enlightened. And when your eyes are enlightened, when you can see again, amen, you know the path to take. Because sometimes we get blinded. Sometimes we get blindsided. And when we don't know which way to go, when we're tired of going through the motion, sometimes we give up and we quit. Amen. But we have to seek how to get new knowledge, and don't be a hater. Don't be a hater. Sometime when you see someone else that can provide information to you, instead of you and embracing it, that demon inside wants you to become a hater. because you start being jealous of what someone else has. And it's not that they have it. It's God gave it to them. So it's not that I'm just saying don't be a hater. Because everything that we have, we ourselves wouldn't have it if it had not been for the Lord on our side. Amen. But God want to restore us. So he want to get us to a place that he can have us in total peace so things outside of us don't bother us. Amen. When something happens, you not all lost your mind. And this stuff don't matter. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. What matters the most, we ignore. Amen. But we're talking about how to discover recovery, how to find that golden nugget that's going to change everything. To find somebody or something that will help us to understand what God would have us to be doing so that we can walk in total peace. See, peace eliminates stress. We already talked about stress, tear your body down because you're thinking on things that's going to cause stress because you put yourself in the front line instead of saying, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust that you're going to lead me. I'm going to trust that you're going to guide me. I'm going to trust that you said you'll never leave me. You said you'll never forsake me. We're again talking about how to discover how to recover. You need to recover because God has need of you. Amen. Discover come through what? Searching. Seeking. The Bible said when you're hungry and you're thirsty, you'll be filled. Are you still hungry? You know, are we still thirsty for the things of God? Yeah, we've been out of church. Yeah, you haven't been to the building that's going to pass away. But the true church is in you. Are you still hungry? Are you still driven? See, the enemy take your drive away. The enemy take your ambition away. He'll take your thoughts away. He'll take your sanity away because you don't have things or you don't have authority or you don't have what you think you need. I come to serve notice on you today. You have more than enough. God will take your little and make much if you let it. We're talking about discovering how to recover. Amen. To discover, I want you to see this. It means to uncover or to explore something new, something different. See, God called us to do just that. In Psalm 66 and 5, the Bible talks about come and see what God has done. Amen. So what does that mean? That don't mean literally walk and see what the Lord has done. That means get new revelation. Come and see what the Lord has done. He's doing some things in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the Delta variant. God is still moving. All I'm saying to you today is step out on faith and know that there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that you did so bad that God won't bring you out. God wants to cause recovery. Why? Why does he want to use me? Why does he want recovery? Because he gave you some stuff, and guess what? He wants it. He wants you to give it to others that need what he has given you. He didn't give it to you to just have it. We got it twisted. Oh, this is mine. I can sing. Oh, this is mine. Oh, I can preach. This is mine. Oh, I can teach. No. God gave you all that stuff so that you may be a blessing to someone else. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How awesome his work is in man. Amen. God made a good thing when he made man. He made woman. That's the man's good thing. And together, we are made whole. Amen. I say glory to God because it is our calling to serve other people. Think about Philip and Nathaniel and Luke. It was in chapter 1 and verse 46 in the response of his skepticism about Jesus. Oh, come and see. I say to you, come and see what the Lord will do. He'll do some things for us. But we got to have an attitude of gratitude, and we have to, anything that look like pride, anything that feel like pride, ask God to destroy it. Because the Bible says he hates pride. Did you know that God hates pride? God said, I hate pride. I didn't know God hates. I thought God was love. The Bible says he hates pride. God hates pride. He hates pride. So if you feel it, we have to ask God to remove it. You got to be able to surrender it. Listen what the Bible says in Proverbs 8 and 13. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech, God hates. So he not only hates pride, he hates when you're arrogant. He hates when you have evil ways. He hates when we are perverted in speech, when we say things that's perverted. The Bible, that's Proverbs 8 and 13. And listen, the Bible says in James 4 and 6, but he give grace. Therefore, it says, he opposed pride, but will give grace to the humble. He opposed when you're proud and boastful. You're so full of yourself. You're so full that he can't put nothing in you. Or should I say, we're so full, he can't put anything in us. So he wants us to deny ourselves. See, when pride comes, then come disgrace. But when humility comes, then come wisdom. So we're talking about recovering. We don't need no one to help us to recover. We have to work with ourselves. Amen. We have to work on ourselves. We got to look in the mirror and say, God, help me. I don't want to be prideful. I don't want to be boastful. Because I know without you is nothing possible, but in you all things are possible. I'm talking to believers today. You know, I'm talking to Christians. I'm not talking to pseudo-Christians. Amen. Pseudo, part-time, falsehood. You know, pretending to be a Christian. But your heart is far from it. Because, see, when we are really truly believers and when we've really been sold out to God, we walk in love. We walk in forgiveness. We walk in meekness. Those are the characteristics of God. Those are the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We don't get it twisted. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to mess up sometime. We all mess up. So you get back up and you keep it moving because you're going to recover. And in order to recover, we can't quit. In order to recover, we have to connect ourselves with people that have kindred spirits. Amen. Stop hanging around just anybody. Because you can't help them if you act like them, if you talk like them, if you're living like them. They don't want to hear you. They want to hear someone that's trying a little bit harder. Amen. So I just want to encourage everyone today that God's going to recover your health. He's going to recover your finances. He's going to recover your relationships. Sometimes we can't have healthy relationships because we are toxic. Because what we say, when you find yourself looking for gossip, you know, and you're going to get it. It's abomination to God. God hates gossip. You know, that's funny I said that word because I was talking to my sister the other day, and she told me about this TV program called The Gossip. Was it The Gossip? Oh, Nosy Channel. And I laughed because, you know, I was saying, well, what is on that? And she said, well, it's like court TV and, you know, things like that. But I guess they named it The Nosy Channel because it would draw attention and get marketing. But that's different when you're nosy and you gossip to tear a person down. Amen. You can get information, get new information, and let it be healthy for you. Because your body is going to get built back up. And like Nebuchadnezzar, after 7 years, God restored it all. And I got a lot of notes, but I'm not going to hold you much longer. But I want you to understand that we have to discover new things. God called us to do that. In Psalms 66, and I was telling you, he said, come and see. Search out new things. How awesome his works is in man. How awesome this calling is. How awesome this life is. You know, I want to break down discovery. And I want to tell you four things in life, and then I'm going to release you off the line. How do we discover to recover? Information brings transformation. And when you get information and you get transformed, guess what? You recover. Because what you didn't know, now you know. You know, there's great asset in the world of success. There's great information that will create, you give you power to do the things you need to do. And if you're not informed, you can't be transformed. Amen? And it made me think about this man, his name, Richard Branson. He was the owner of VA, and he dropped out of school. At 19, he became a newspaper vendor, and he got vital information from a small book titled Small is Beautiful. So you got to take your little and make a lot. And that became the trade secret of his success today. It was information. So information, it transformed his life. Like Benjamin Franklin, you know, they didn't go and get a college education. They was on school, but they spent money on books and seminars, and they got information that led them to greater heights. So, you know, don't settle. And I'm not going to say for lack of knowledge. Don't settle for mediocrity. Press and get more. You know, so many avenues now. Then I said information, and B, I want to say observation. Sometimes we have to be quiet and listen so we can learn. See, this is the use of our eyes, and you listen, you learn, your eyes you see, and your ears you hear. And then you nurture them by listening and learning, and guess what? That strengthens your heart. And then we become transform, and we start recovering. It go on and on. And when Naomi heard in the Bible, she heard that there was bread in Bethlehem. You know the story. She decided to leave Moab so that she could recover the bread, and it caused an effect on her. Everything happened for a reason. But we can't stay in that same mode and think something's going to happen and change. We are the change. And then preparation. So we information, observation, preparation. This is getting ready to happen. Get prepared. Get ready. Being in position is everything. Being in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing is everything. Got to put people in your life to make a change for you. To make a change for us. And then when you prepare yourself by being ready for change, guess what happens? You recover. You recover. You could recover all when you prepare, when you open, you're observing things. Amen, amen. And I want to inspire you. Be inspired. Be encouraged that you're going to regain everything the enemy took from you. Amen. And let's say, like Samson, he started to grow. Well, that's in Judges. Abraham, you know, he trained 318 servants, and they recovered all the enemy, everything the enemy had stolen, including Lot and his family. He went and took Lot and his family out of the enemy's hand because he trained people. And that's what we do here at Kingdom Builders. It's not church as usual. We train you to become what God called you to become. So we're asking you to connect with us. Stay close so we can continue to pour into your life, into your children's life, into your grandchildren's life. So as you become, they can see the change and they can have a desire to become what God calls them to become. Amen. We're going to win. We're going to win if we don't quit. That's what I say to you today. I want to thank you for joining the line and know that your health, your prosperity, your peace, God's going to give it back to you. But we have to want it and you have to embrace it because the enemy puts you in a mindset that you're not going to be restored. He calls you to be fearful. He calls you to be worried. He calls you to fret. And I say, fret not. When the king was restored to his throne, because literally 7 years he was living, you know the story, in the bushes with animals. He went from glory to the ground. He was surviving. He learned how to be abound, abased and abound. King David, he recovered his throne. Listen, when his son Absalom, I'm not going to even go there, but God wants you to recover. And I say recover in your thoughts. Recover. Recover in your heart. A heart of understanding. Because, see, the enemy give you a heart of darkness. He give you a heart of foolishness. But God wants to enlighten your eyes so we can understand where God's trying to take us. Glory to God. I decree and declare right now that you will be recovering from defeat. You're going to recover from grief. You're going to recover from failure. You're going to recover from spiritual abuse. You're going to recover from the lost fire of God. You're going to recover from resentment. God's going to restore you. And you have to want it. And the devil is a liar. He's a defeated foe. I send the fire of God to him right now in the name of Jesus that God will destroy his works. Amen. I have a whole lot more, but I'm not going to put too much in your cup because I don't want it to be overtaken. I want to overtake you. I don't want it to overtake me. Amen. I just want just enough of coffee in my cup. Amen. Tea in my cup. God is good and he's faithful and he's just. Remember that. How do you win? By decreeing and declaring it. You're going to win. You're going to win. You're going to win. Join us on Wednesday. We're here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're using the tools to win the warfare. How to win in this life. You know, how to go from glory to glory. How to become what God has called you to become. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I want to encourage you. Sow into good ground. We are on the verge of moving forward and opening up the doors of the community center. We need your help. We need your support. If you like what we're doing, you can always sow in the ministry. You can give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. You can go to giveify.com and look for Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. You can sow into the ministry. We do Zelle. We take that seed and we give it back to serve people. Amen. Amen. And I want to say, if there's anyone on the line that you're in need of any kind of food, shelter, please give us a call. We have collected resources where we can refer you to. Again, this is Pastor Teresa Dock, excited and delighted. I'm blessed to be a blessing at Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Stay ready and watch what God's going to do. Tell the devil he's a lie. Tell him he's a lie. Lie, 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 lie. You might sound like a kid. That's okay. Just tell the devil he's a lie. That's all that matters, that you're not embracing his lie, because he wants you to embrace that lie. He wants you to live in a lie. He wants you to think you can't win. He wants you to be depressed. He wants you to lose. Why? Because he wants to take you home with him, and he wants you to live in the fire. But we ask God to set us on fire. Amen. How many want to be set on fire? Fire for God is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about anything else and nothing less. But when you're on fire for God, God is a consuming fire. He'll burn off everything that's not like him. And when you come, the enemy will flee, because he understands fire is coming. Holy Ghost fire. Well, amen, amen, amen. If you want to be on our prayer list, you can send us an email at kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com, or you can call our home office. And I'll repeat that again, area code 313-583-9739. And also, our men's conference, we'll be making that announcement officially on Wednesday, the date, the time, the location, and we're looking for hands-on help. Women that's going to help the men as they go forth with the men conference, FMAM, for men, about men. Amen. Growing up your sons, growing up our brothers. Amen. Well, God bless everyone. I'm going to play this one song, and it really, truly blessed me, and I pray that it would encourage you to win. Amen. He's just going to talk to you about something. Glory to God. God bless everyone. Let some super be on your natural so that you will always win, because God is supernatural. God bless you all. Listen to this song.
I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. And they ain't breaking my word. I just wish that I could fly like a bird, get away from this earth. Had to pray and pray, I felt I was cursed. Always tell myself it could have been worse. Never going back, I broke the reverse. It come from my soul, no need to rehearse. A lot of time I was in need of work. Talk to God like I needed the work. Jumped in line like I needed it first. But I was being selfish, you know this gon' affect a lot of people. I was being careless, took a break and stepped away. I'm coming back when I get ready. I know this breaks people into pieces, but I ain't gon' let it.
Yo, Blaze, you crazy for this one. Hey, all the champions out there, feel so good. Hey, I said it feels so good. Keeping my patience, can't be racist to no one.
up at any given time, I'm holding my aces. I see disappointment all in their faces. The turtle still crossed the finish line. We done braced the bar so many times, it's only right they give me mine. Diamond by myself, together we really shine. As long as I keep putting my faith and trust in God, I know that everything will be fine. Built for it, real stand up, God ain't never breaking my kind. I believe I can do anything, ain't never changing my mind. Life's all about patience, take it one day at a time. Life's all about patience, take it one day at a time, girl.
If you don't quit, you're going to win. God bless everyone. Enjoy your day. Bless someone and know that you've already won. God bless you and we love you from Elder QT Doc and myself and the entire KBI ministry. God bless you all.